see the viral videos of that obese woman that was going to go on a 2-mile hike in the desert?
Oh my god! And she went fucking like 50 yards, and then they had to rescue her with a helicopter.
Yeah, she was like,
I saw it.
She was a half a mile from coming back. Like she was a mile and a half into the hike, I think, and only a half a mile from the return.
You can't fucking walk.
And she just gave up and had to get life flighted out. Like,
dude,
the whole hoist and chain and winch and everything
down,
else.
Get her fat ass something to eat and some water.
And
let her wait 6 hours and then walk out. I'd have charged her too, by the way.
Well, so they were all trying to say, like, this tour guide's got to pay for it. And it's like, no. Her insurance is paying for that shit.
Yeah.
For sure. But, this is not about fat shaming. This is about knowing your abilities and knowing when you're absolutely exceeding your abilities, right? I'm not going to go get in the ring, even with Conor fucking McGregor. I ain't going to go get in the ring and thinking I'm going to stand a chance at choking out Conor McGregor. Definitely not Paddy Pimblett.
He's smaller than me, dude, weight-wise.
Okay.
Conor'd have you fucking choked out.
Oh, he'd kill me.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude, we joke all the time about us getting in one, like, just for fun.
Right.
Like, for the guys. Like, I'd choke you out.
Okay.
I'm small. No, it's...
I don't...
It's just like...
I don't know how to fight. So.
Joe Rogan... Yes, you do. Joe Rogan has a whole thing on it, and he's like... He throws up a skinny guy and he throws up a big guy that's just like, he's like, no one understands that this guy will choke this guy out.
Yeah.
It's just, that's why people don't fight unless they're in their same weight class.
Yeah.
Because depending on where you're at, you have different attributes and skill levels, which is what you're really talking about.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, you don't go to a desert area. Okay. It's hot. It's dry. You're obviously not the type of person that goes on walks often. And again, I'm
careful.
Not.
No, I get it.
I'm just stating
it.
The obvious, right? So, like, that's very foolish and inconsiderate of you to put everybody that you were in the group, like, you ruined everybody else's hike because you didn't have the decency to say, no, I think that's pretty much out of my abilities, right? Some of you are held together by sharing 3 sticky notes and pure luck. That's exactly why we recommend Field Pulse. Customers, scheduling, dispatching, estimates, price, invoices, the Tradewinds price book, maintenance plans, good, better, best proposals, all in one place. And yes, it syncs with QuickBooks. Because your accountant deserves better information than you trying to grab whatever receipts have been floating around in your dash for 6 months. If you want the truth, contractors don't need more leads. They need fewer self-inflicted wounds. Get your crap together. Go to the Field Pulse link in the description of this show and sign up with Field Pulse. Because if one employee taking a vacation can bring your company to its knees, you don't own a business. You own an emergency. So to take advantage of Field Pulse's special offers, go to the link in the description of this show. And if they ask them how you heard about them, tell them The Void sent you.
What is the promotion they're having until the end of August? It's till August 31st.
It is 20% off plus 50% off premium support for a full year. For instance, I don't know where this is. There's somewhere where there's this beach where it's a sand hill and you walk down.
Oh yeah. The only way to go is like, and it's steep as fuck.
And
it's like
steep
1,000 feet.
As hell.
Yeah.
And there's signs everywhere saying, if you can't make it up, it's like a $10,000 fine or a $2,000
fine. Yeah. And we're not coming to get you. It's a $10,000 charge to be rescued from the beach or something like that. Which is crazy because you don't have to be rescued and taken uphill. They got to get a boat and go out there and beach the boat, and you get on the boat, and then they take it around. But whatever. You know what I'm saying. I think it's California.
Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore features an infamous 450-foot, 45-degree slope descending to Lake Michigan. The park cautions that climbing back up can take up to 2 hours and requires serious stamina, and it has a $3,000 fee to rescue stranded climbers. So
snowmobile
there
with
are
sand track on it, $3,000. I love it. Dude, we should get into that business. Just rescuing fat people.
Well, it's a park. So but like, there are dumbass people that are like, oh, it doesn't apply to me. And it's like, dude, they put up, like, it's sad that they have to put up warning signs for this shit.
I'm arguing with you for fucking 3 years about how people are getting dumb, and it's like you don't believe me.
All right, like,
they're dumb. People
leave the warning sign
stupid.
Down. And let natural selection happen.
Dude, this is just what we were talking about the other day on one of your Facebook posts about the Blue Angels. Dude, I crushed that Johnny Carroll. What a fucking retard.
Yeah, that was an interesting take. He's an odd. He will
he's a
always
liberal fucking retard.
He will always take the weird what if microcosm.
Dude, I'm
position.
I am so we talked. I think it was last podcast, maybe two podcasts ago. I am so sick of retards being allowed to run the world.
Yeah,
that's essentially what's happening.
Oh yeah,
natural selection has been pushed aside because of innovation and science, mm-hmm. and we're diluting the gene pool. And we all have to fucking pay the price of people not being able to take care of themselves, and I'm fucking sick of it.
Here's what I hate, is I hate that people are so dumb that they will blindly take a side because the people they follow tell them to, rather than like develop their own thought and say, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you on that one, right? Take, like... The Blue Angels has now become a political thing because now the Blue Angel, they flew over a crowd. Guess what? They fly over crowds all the fucking time.
And guess what?
That's what a sneak pass is.
What I don't understand
is they come from the back of the crowd over the front of the crowd and surprise you.
What I don't understand is the people on the beach are cheering. Ah!
Yeah.
80% of those people were like, this is fucking awesome. And the news took the 10% view point and was like, hey, let's create some more division here.
Yeah.
And the people that don't see through that are fucking retarded.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. You're fucking retarded. I don't know what to tell you. You can't critically think. You can't make up your own mind.
Yeah.
Like, just stop. I'm so tired of placating to people that can't think for themselves, man.
So the
it's fucking insane.
The person that you got into the interaction with on that post.
His
initial claim was that those people didn't sign up for that and they're getting blasted with sand. No, they absolutely signed up for it. They showed up 7 hours before the event.
Yeah.
Parking lots were closed the day before the event. Yeah. They put up their tents and there's signs all over the beach saying your tents may go airborne if winds kick up.
Yeah.
Like helicopter downwash. Like there's a ton of reason. They warn you saying your shade tents may go flying.
And not only that, it's like those people are on the beach and will get into the water where they could be bitten by a shark, jellyfish. There's no signs for, like there's one sign for that at the entrance.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't concerned about that, but now you're concerned about this because the fucking media told you to fucking be concerned about it?
Yeah.
Stop being fucking stupid.
And it's like, okay, how many Blue Angel shows...
Mad for no fucking reason.
How many Blue Angel shows went on under Obama and under Biden and all of that stuff that they had sneak passes? I mean, literally a sneak pass is a plane surprises you by flying over the audience. That's what the sneak pass is. Now, usually it's a plane passing from left to right or right to left in front of you. And then after it goes by and you're lulled into a sense of security that was the action, one flies directly over your head from behind you to in front of you. That's usually what a sneak pass is. And it's at a very low altitude to scare the ever-living daylights out of you, right?
No, it's to show you the power of the fucking jet.
But to try to say that these people were terrified, these unassuming beachgoers were terrified, it's the same correlation to say that people found themselves in a haunted house. No, they signed up for it. They paid to go.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so fucking
you're terrifying
bad.
These people. What if they have clown trauma and you're terrifying them? Bitch, they showed up on their own accord.
Yeah.
Right? But unfortunately, we have so many people in this world that can't form a thought on their own that, ABC News said these people are terrified. I must be terrified for them. I guess they're terrified.
It's fucking so... It's retarded, dude.
The video I shared of it was freaking funny and like ironic because the national ABC News took clips from the local ABC affiliate. The local ABC affiliate out of Pensacola was like, this is freaking awesome. This is so great. And they had all these people like, oh, it's the best show ever. Oh my God, it was amazing. Nothing's ever going to top that. So then the national news crops it out and says beachgoers were terrified.
Yeah.
No, they weren't.
It's fucking dumb, dude.
You covered your ears for a second and you shielded yourself from a little bit of flying sand. That doesn't mean you're terrified, right?
I don't understand how people live and not want to feel those adrenaline rushes.
Yeah.
How are you even alive, man?
Yeah.
This whole thing that I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. I don't. But it's like, how can you want to move to a state where the government takes care of me, there's no risk, I'm just in my apartment smoking weed, playing video. Like, how can you even come to the conclusion that that would be a good way to live your life?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand it.
And no freedom. You're a total friggin' gerbil at that point.
It baffles me, man.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'll get
I mean, the flip side is, like, there's a lot of people that start their business because they don't want to be told what time to eat every day, and now they're so busy they just don't eat.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. The car analogy always works for me because I'm a car guy.
Yeah.
Like, the white car will do, they say it'll do 200.
Mm-hmm.
I have allegedly, in Mexico, done 165.
Cool.
Okay? That's as fast as I've been able to get it. Yep. There's not a lot of roads around here.
Yeah.
In Mexico.
Yeah.
People will literally say to me, man, what happens if you crash at that? Well, I might probably be dead. That's kind of the fucking point.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, do I want my blood to flow, or do I want to sit on my fucking couch and eat fucking donuts all day, man?
So then that gets into the topic of like added risk, right? Inherent risk versus added risk.
Yeah.
Have you ever driven on a backcountry road where it's a two-lane road, one lane each way?
Yeah.
The cars are both going 65 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And so,
it's 130 mile an hour crash.
If somebody were to veer across the center line at the wrong time, that's crashing at 130 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, the risk of a 130 mile an hour crash is there way more often than we think it does. Think it is. Only the difference is when you're in that speed and going that, like, you're in total control of you. Right?
Yeah.
And so, but everyone loves to say, oh, you could kill somebody else. Whatever.
Yeah. First off,
the odds are probably not.
First off, they're 100% right. That's also part of the rush. I don't want to live without the feeling of excitement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the adrenaline rush and feeling this whole thing of I want to feel like I'm alive.
Yeah.
Well, it takes risk to feel like you're alive. Now, however you get it, whether it be skydiving, like the plane we had crashed not too long ago that was skydivers.
Uh-huh.
That something happened to their fuel evaporator system or something. They crashed, killed them all.
Yep.
And people are like, oh my God, we've got to have more regulations on the planes that take off. These people are going up in the air to jump out of a perfectly good plane. And yep. You're telling me we need more shit to regulate that too? Like, the whole point is I could die doing that.
That's like, that's like the person drinking from a seaweed or paper straw to save the sea animals at the seafood restaurant where they're cracking open a crab leg to eat it.
Yeah. The irony.
Right.
It just, I wish those, we could just get the, I need more testosterone fueled fucking entertainment in my life.
I call those people wannabe hamsters. They want to live in a cage where their entire, every moment of their life is dictated for them. Jog on this wheel, drink from this water, eat from this food, and their entire life is provided for them, right?
Well, they think because they're happy getting on a pontoon boat, doing 30 miles an hour on Jacomo, having dinner, smoking dope, and then going home, like that's their pinnacle of excitement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. But they think that that should be everybody's pinnacle of excitement.
Right.
No.
Right, right.
Fuck you.
Well, those are the same people that probably broke the speed limit to get to the lake, to go to their pontoon boat. And I'm not going to say broke it by a lot, but 50 and a 40, 47 and a 40, okay? Let's just say, like, let's just go full tilt with your idea. What if every car manufactured from today forward is a smart car to recognize the speed limit based off of the road they're on the GPS?
Dude, they're trying.
And your car was no longer allowed to break the speed limit.
I don't
the
like
technology
it.
Exists.
I know.
They're absolutely pushing. Wouldn't ever do it because they want the conflict, right? They
I hope
want
not.
They want you to buy a car that can go 200 so that they can ticket you for going 70 and a 60. Right? Did you hear about the guy in Overland Park here recently?
They got
white Ferrari
for like 120. Wasn't even that much. Like, it was like 105. Something like that.
I'm going to look it up here.
It's okay. I wish I had a thought to ramble you on. That's all I got.
Speeding. Let's see here. Yeah, 159 miles an hour. US 69.
Fucking good for him, bro.
69 highway near 103rd. So not even way out in the country. Okay. The guy was seen driving his Ferrari the very next day. So he didn't get arrested or anything else. Right?
They didn't give him a reckless driving? So they
criminal-level reckless driving is probably what he was charged with.
They can arrest you for reckless driving.
Yeah.
Even if they did, though, it's a bond out.
Right. Right. But, like, the idea is they give you enough rope to hang yourself, and then they let you argue about how much rope everybody should have and you know, keep the population divided is easier to control, right?
Yeah.
So they want the division. They absolutely want the division. And half of this is manufactured anyway. There's not enough people in the world that are upset at that flyby. There's not.
No.
But there are enough people in the world that will do whatever their political leaders tell them to do. And if my political leader says to be upset, well, now I'm not upset at the flyby. I'm upset that people are upset that I'm upset because my political leader told me to be upset.
Yeah.
Right.
So fucking
It's coming up on election time here in Missouri, and we've got like five different amendments
August 4th. Our ballot. August 4th for us this year.
Yeah. And so it just makes me wonder, like, how many people are going to vote yes or no on these amendments just based off of the signs that they've seen?
Oh, they are. Dude, we talked about this like right when I got here. Mm-hmm. You were asking me about it. The ads that are on regular TV, mm-hmm. antenna TV, are horribly deceiving.
Oh, insanely deceiving.
On both sides.
I screenshotted a graphic.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah, so you can go to like ballotopia.com. I think it's .com or .org.
I hit the chat GPT.
And you can look at what's on your ballot for how it's worded on your ballot, right?
Yeah, and it's confusing as shit.
But unfortunately, there are a lot of people that put out these graphics that try to tell you. The graphic portrays itself of like, hey, here's what's coming up on your ballot just so you can be informed. Okay?
Yeah.
Let me read.
And they decipher and give you an explanation that they know you'll buy.
Yeah. So like one of the things on Missouri's ballot is they're considering getting rid of state income tax and replacing it all with sales tax.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's Amendment 5. Well, here is this seemingly unassuming, I'm just going to inform you what's on the ballot, okay?
Read it to me.
If approved by voters, this would replace Missouri's income tax with, in all caps, higher sales tax and use tax, allowing politicians to tax, in all caps, everything at will. This new everything tax could be put on groceries, gas, healthcare, cars, homes, repairs, funerals, medicine, childcare, and more. Under Amendment 5, nearly 80% of Missourians would pay $535 a year more in taxes, the biggest burden falling on seniors and active duty military.
Well, first off,
okay, so that's not true.
I want to point out the most obvious. If you don't understand that the last part of that is an opinion,
yes,
you're a retard.
Yes.
Like, that is a complete opinion.
Yeah. So, now, there is some truth in there. But the fact that people can't read that this is very blindly saying, don't vote for this. Like,
I'm telling you, we've been talking about this for months. People are dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
They're fucking dumb.
I made a post about this yesterday because these are some pretty hot button items for us in Missouri.
And five, Amendment 4 and 5 are...
Yeah. Amendment 4 basically talks about the petition rights and how many people would need to turn out for a petition or a vote for something to get pushed forward.
Yeah.
And basically, it's basically saying like, oh, we could squelch it if not enough people turn out for the vote. That's a problem. Because we can't control voter turnout. And if not a lot of people turned out, that means they just don't care. Yeah. But those that did take the time and effort and energy to show up to vote, we still got to respect what they said. And if you have a problem with that, well, then you should have showed up and voted.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a weird one, too.
Yeah. But Amendment 2 for us.
I'm voting yes on 4.
Amendment 2 for us.
What's two?
This is, if approved, it requires that all charter counties, including Jackson County, elect a county assessor instead of appoint one.
Oh, yeah, that's a yes. Okay? That'll pass.
So that one, it doesn't matter your party affiliation. It doesn't matter your income level. It doesn't matter anything. You want your county assessor to be an elected position because that allows you to hold accountability when they fuck up. And in Jackson County, Missouri, they recently fucked up hard.
I don't, man.
And they were trying to jack everybody's property values through the roof, trying to say you could sell your house for a number that you absolutely can't sell it for just because they want to tax you on it.
I don't know how those people aren't in jail. If right. You want to know the truth.
Right.
Like, literally, they're taxing you on unrealized gains, which is illegal.
Yeah.
I don't understand how Frank White isn't fucking in jail.
Right.
The guy's a fucking piece of shit.
And so, you know, there was a recall election, and he was removed, and somebody's now appointed. But basically, like, that one, it doesn't matter left or right. If you don't think your county tax assessor should be an elected position, you're an idiot. Or you're in government.
Well, and let's be honest. So, like, in Jackson County, that elected person's going to be a Democrat for us.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we still know.
But we still have a say in getting them in or out.
We still want to be able to vote for them. I still want to be able to cast my ballot even if I don't think it's going to work.
Right.
Because I've exercised my right as an American.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so the reason we're even talking about this, because it's not necessarily a political thing, it's that there's so much confusing information and jargon out there that it makes it very hard to learn what's real and what's not. And so you have to have the ability to read everything as if it's attempting to persuade you one way or the other. And then you have to look at why. So one of the most eye-opening things out there that I've recently been through was with our trip to Lake Powell. Lake Powell is the most controversial lake in all of America.
Oh, because they built a bunch of houses, and then they had to have water from one lake, and then the lake didn't get any bigger, and now they're out of water?
Essentially. That's one way to look at it.
That's what's fucking happened.
Another way to look at it is they built a dam for flood control and power generation and for pleasure, for recreational pleasure, and they used it on too short of a sample period of river flows. So the period that they of river flows that they sampled to determine how to build the dam was during an unusually wet time. And so the river flows were way more than what they actually are. So technically, the dam's kind of built wrong. And so now they're in a drying period. The whole world goes through wet periods and dry periods, right?
Dude, Missouri was in a drought for fucking 5 years until the last two.
It's either Lake Louisville or Lake Travis in Texas, one of those two. For the first time in decades, is it full pool. Okay? So they're in a wet period.
Yeah.
So it just comes and goes.
I can
right?
hear him now. That's because of climate change. The climate always changes. Get over it.
Yeah. But don't get me wrong. There are political activists that are trying to get more of your tax dollars because it's at full pool. And they're the same activists that are trying to get more of your tax dollars whenever it's light.
Because Lake Powell's light. They're the same fucking activists.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, don't listen to the hype and listen to there's a lot of people that think Lake Powell's already dried up.
It's 300 foot deep.
They're like, how'd you go vacation out there? I thought it was dried up. Bitch, it's over 300 feet deep. It's over 400 feet deep at the dam.
Yeah.
Like, it's freaking deep.
It's fine.
Yes, it's still at 25% of its capacity, but it's freaking huge.
Yeah.
It's one of the largest man-made, it's the second largest man-made lake in the world.
I think.
Or in the U.S.
I'm going to fuck this up. I know I am. But I was reading something because you were going there, that even if it stays at its continual decrease and stays steady, it's fine for like 10 years.
Yeah, and
so if they have like two wet seasons in the next 10 years, they're fine.
Yeah.
You know, it was some kind of stat like that.
So I have a different take on this because we went in like 3 years ago, we went and toured the Hoover Dam. And the Hoover Dam tours are kind of unique because tours are delivered. They're not delivered by a random bought and paid tour guide. The tours are delivered by an employee of the dam. And so they have a large awareness for the dam's purpose and the dam's features and the dam's benefits. Okay. So in other words, like an engineer.
Yeah.
Right. And so this guy's leading the tour and somebody asks the questions like, are you concerned about the low water levels of Lake Mead? And he stops everybody and he's like, hey, everybody quiet down. This is a really good question. I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to hear it. A lot of hype in the media about low water levels at Lake Mead and all these climate activists and everybody else. Now chances, this guy's probably a Democrat. Most of your park employees and most of your government employees vote on the left-leaning side of things, okay?
Are you tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? The Void Podcast has negotiated exclusive rates for the Void listeners. This program's tailored for trade businesses like yours. And if you're using House Call Pro, switch and you can expect to save $80 for every 10,000 you process per month. Don't let high processing fees drain your profits. Visit empowerpayments.com/the void or call us at 913-423-1265 now and unlock your savings.
But he's like, I'm speaking to you strictly from an engineering standpoint. You look at the purpose of why the dam is here. We are not scared at all at the low water levels. We love the water levels are this low. The purpose of a dam is to generate electricity when it can, but the main purpose of a dam is to have 100% full control over downstream flooding. Downstream water flows or whatever we let, whatever we allow. And so when the lake is full, everyone's happy, but we're nervous as hell as engineers of the dam, because if we get a monsoon rain, all that water that comes in has to go out. Yeah. So our ability to control downstream flows drops to a nil because we can't use the lake as a reservoir. That's what it's literally a reservoir. It's to hold water to be released at a later date.
Yeah.
Okay. And so he's like, don't believe the media. Don't believe the hype. Now it means a lot because it's coming from what is probably a left-leaning person. Don't believe the media. Don't believe the hype. They cannot tax you into filling this lake even more. It's just the natural wet and dry periods, the natural wet and dry decades. This dam was built to last many, many decades. And when we're in a wet decade, they're going to talk about climate change causing it so wet that is the dam going to hold? When we're in a dry decade, oh, is the dam going to hold? Like one of the big arguments right now is Lake Powell's dam might crumble because it doesn't have enough water behind it. Bull fucking shit.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's
fine.
It ain't going to go anywhere.
It's fucking fine.
Right? So the biggest difference between Hoover Dam and Lake Powell's dam is the energy coming out of Hoover Dam is the sole source of energy for a lot of where it goes. The energy coming out of Lake Powell, that's not the sole source of energy.
No, it's backup.
And so if the water levels dropped below power levels, no big deal. They're just going to supplement power from somewhere else, some solar, some wind. They're going to switch some valves and get power from some other areas, right? But Lake Powell will still provide water pleasure activities for hundreds of years to come.
Yeah.
It's just going to look different as the water is low. But I guarantee you all those dam engineers are like, hell yeah, all the control in the world. Now you could have wet season after wet season after wet season in the Colorado Rockies, and Lake Powell's like, we got it. We capture all of this.
Yeah.
We can handle. It's fine. Like right now it's like 170 feet low from full pool. Well, they're scared shitless at full pool. So they could add 100 feet of water to that lake and everyone would be like, sweet.
Yeah.
That's what we're designed to do.
Yeah. I love the scientific community. Well, if we go back 500 years and then you think about that. Okay. So how did you have recordings? And I'm not ignorant. I understand that they can look at rock flow. They can look at what's happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But a lot of that is still based on theory.
Yeah.
There were not records being taken. It is an estimated guess at best. Okay? And some of those estimated guesses are really good.
Yeah.
Some of them are also really fucking shit.
But
so let's not pretend like everything that they come out with and say, oh, this will happen or this has happened because this in the past has happened that we don't even really know 100% that it happened is going to dictate the future. Fucking stop fear-mongering.
Yeah. And
stop.
At some point, it's fucking Mother Nature. You can't harness it.
No.
Like, it's going to do what it's going to do.
Yeah.
All you can do is kind of be smart about it and maybe don't live in a flood-prone area.
Yeah. I wish I had the Wall Street, all this climate change bullshit. Wall Street, the Wall Street Journal actually put something out. I think Joe Rogan and Bernie Sanders talked about this on his podcast. And Joe Rogan had brought up that we're actually in a cooling period right now and not a warming period.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they won't fucking tell you that because then they can't.
Well, no, that
they can't get tax dollars out of you.
Once
they
spin it, they'll say, well, climate change is resulting for the cooling. And if the world continues to cool at this rate, we've only got 7 years left. It's always just 7 years. Dude, it's always a two-term election presidential cycle.
Dude, I remember in middle school, in the early 90s, they were like, we're going to run out of clean drinking water by the year 2010.
Yeah. Save some for the fishies.
What do you mean we're going to run out of fucking drinking water? You can contaminate it.
Yeah.
It can be decontaminated.
Yep.
But you can't destroy it.
Yeah, there's no more or less water on the earth today than there was 100 years ago.
It just
moves.
It's just fucking insanity.
Sometimes it's in the ice caps. Sometimes it's in Asia.
Dude, sometimes
it's in America.
The desalination that they can do now is fucking insane.
Yeah.
Can you imagine 10 years from now? I can't believe it's still a fucking talking point that people even bring up.
Right. Well, it's because people would rather be comfortable than think for themselves.
I just can't be a hamster in a wheel, man.
Yeah, I know.
In an apartment somewhere. I'd rather be fucking dead.
Yeah.
I can't do it. There's no fucking way.
Yeah. You learn real quick who of your friends to trust and who not to trust, because you'll see somebody freaking out simply because, like, they haven't rubbed two nickels together and put a thought together to say, like, I don't know if I agree with that or not. They're just, oh, I'm told to be mad? Okay, I'll be mad. And the way that you know this is how, like, it seems like more things today become politicized than anything else.
Yeah. Okay. It's social media.
It's social media and it's everything else, but had that low pass happened under Kamala,
never would have seen it.
That would have been like, yeah, and that's why Kamala's president. Look at this shit.
Yeah.
But
giving people what they want.
Also, the argument would have been reversed too. Now you'd have Republicans going, and this is what happens when you put a Democrat in office. Look how dangerous this was. Like, yep. They both do it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They both
this
do
isn't
it.
Just bashing Democrats. This is that both parties realize that if we keep them divided and we keep arguing and making shit political that isn't political.
Yeah.
You know, Pete Hegseth, he's wanting testosterone replacement therapy for all members of the military.
Yeah, because testosterone's down for some reason.
Oh, why? Oh, it's all the chemicals and all the bullshit in the food, and like, look what happens.
Trust the test or trust the science, motherfuckers. Are we not trusting the science now?
Right, right. Well,
what are we doing?
And I call those doctors out, right? When I started my, you know, I'm not shy about it. I'm on testosterone replacement therapy.
That's because you're a bitch.
I went to my primary care physician first, and they did some blood tests, and they said, "Well, your test is low." But it's not low enough for us to do anything about it if that's what you're asking. And I'm like, what do you mean low? Well, it's average. Okay, well, what do you mean average?
Dude, their average range for guys our age is, it's like 2 to 5. It's a huge range.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
is there?
I mean, it was like mine was like 237 or something like that. And it was below 300. And optimal for a guy my age is 700 to 800, well, probably like 700 to 850, somewhere in there. We try to keep mine in the high sevens.
Before you have a heart attack?
Yeah,
like
you can
when
run
you start
into,
getting above 800, it starts fucking with your heart.
The risk, like there is zero risk up to the optimal level. And then once you start exceeding the optimal level, the risk starts to go exponential.
Yeah, for heart issues.
And so like you wouldn't, like I've been accidentally, when you first get on it, they don't know how your body's going to respond to it, and so you're kind of all over the place.
Yeah, you're taking blood tests every week, probably.
Yeah, it takes about 4 quarters, about 12 months to really get it dialed in. And so the first one, I respond very well to test, and so they gave me what they would normally give normal people, and it shot me over 1,500. And they're like, how do you feel? I'm like, I feel fucking amazing. I am Maximus Decimus Meridius.
You know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to go to the bar and I'm going to fuck them all. Yeah. That's what I'm doing tonight, buddy. So, yeah.
So I've been up there and you feel great, but the long-term effects are not good.
Oh, yeah.
So
fucking
and,
have
and
a
so
heart attack.
Dialed down, got where we are, right? But meanwhile, my doctor, optimal for me is like 7 to 850. And my doctor, you know, I'm at like 237. And my doctor's like, it's not low enough for us to do anything. And I'm like, why do you say that?
Because your insurance won't cover it.
You're average. And I'm like, hold on. What do you mean average? Well, most men your age are around here. And I'm like, most men my age are obese as hell. I don't see you saying you need your average obesity. Like, this is normal. We're not going to do anything about your obesity.
Yeah.
Like, why are we choosing average results as acceptable for a test, but we're not choosing average results as acceptable for testosterone or for obesity, I mean. And so, you know, I called my doctor out on it flat, just hardcore. And I'm like, well, if you don't do it, somebody else will. Like, I'm taking my business elsewhere. The main reason why your primary care physicians don't want you to do it is because Big Pharma, and this isn't an anti-Big Pharma thing, Big Pharma understands that it's much more profitable to keep a guy low on testosterone because you can sell him an individual medication for all the byproducts of low test, right? You can sell him anti-anxiety medicine. You can sell him all these other things that are byproducts of low testosterone. Or you just fix the root cause and get their testosterone right. Well, now they're less anxious. Now they're less depressed. Now they have more energy. Now they burn more fat. Now they're less obese.
Now they don't listen to the government.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude,
right?
100%.
Your test level has your ability to think for yourself.
Yeah.
And so you become more obstinate to the government if your test levels are proper in the right climates.
Yeah.
But like the, you know, Pete Hegseth is under fire for trying to get our fighting age military males to the optimum testosterone level. And people are arguing with him about it. Like, no, you want your fighting age military males to be cranked up on test. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Dude, they want everyone. I swear to God, I don't know what it is. I think they want everyone to be a gender neutral fucking retard.
Yeah.
Women to be more manly, men to be more womanly, so we're closer together.
Yep.
And that we're just an amalgam of people walking around just doing nothing with our lives.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, dude.
Yep.
It makes no fucking rational sense to me.
Yeah.
And what I don't understand is how people can't fucking see it.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious? You can't fucking just walk outside and look around and realize that this is not healthy for fucking anyone?
Yep.
I don't get it. It makes no rational fucking sense to me. I'm not the smartest guy on the planet. I'm not.
All you have to do is go throw out an opinion. Similar to, like, I made the post about the video about the low pass, right? And I'm saying, yeah, it's not terrifying. It's terrifyingly awesome.
Yeah.
Right? And that video, thousands of views. My take on the video, thousands of reactions and engagements. And everyone likes it.
Fucking
except for an isolated few that always hate anything that they can link back to a president. Okay? Basically, anything today that they can correlate that's happening under Trump.
And it doesn't matter if they got to make 20-foot fucking jump.
Dude, I saw somebody reaching so hard. They were like, Conor McGregor, Trump fan, broke his leg. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
I know, dude.
You know what I mean?
People are fucking so dumb.
Right. Pays to be a Trump fan.
They're still blaming Fox News for shit.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Yeah. But so
what?
So you throw out the people that always have a lunatic opinion or a lunatic reaction, and then you go through. Here's your litmus test on social media. You go through and look at the accounts that are starting shit with you. And
bot.
Watch click on the account profile and look at the account. They'll have less than 1,000 friends and over 20,000 posts. Do you think I post a lot on social media?
You asked me this last week. Yes, you post a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So
a lot.
I have like
I gotta fucking close you out.
I have like less than 7,000 posts.
I see you enough.
Meanwhile, here's this opposing opinion that shows up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's absolutely a bot, right?
Yeah.
It's computer like they say over 50% of the accounts on social media are fake. Well, why would there be fake accounts on social media? Oh, to push narratives and to push opinions and to cause division and cause hate.
Yeah.
That's why. There's no good reason.
Money.
Well, fake.
That money's not a good reason, but that's another reason.
Yeah, there are people out there that I own a bot farm on social media, and then I also sell.
Yeah, they're making five grand.
I sell views.
They're making $5,000 a month.
TikTok does this. TikTok will be like, oh, for $37, we can make sure this is viewed by 12,000 more people. Why? Why do I care how many people view it?
Yeah, because people are vain and they feel like it's a self-esteem boost.
Well,
that's why.
Entrepreneurs that are trying to, here's what's sad. You'll go onto TikTok and they'll be like, you know, Karen Smith, growth consultant. Follow me for how to grow your TikTok. And you go look at theirs and they have 2,000 followers.
Or you go look at theirs and it's pictures of them living inside of their fucking trailer home. And you're like, really?
Or
it's obvious you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Or they're giving you the same advice that you can get for free everywhere else that you don't need to follow them for. And they're buying all their leads. They're buying all their views, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's just a weird thing. Like, never bought a view, never bought a follower, never bought anything.
Dude, everybody's got their fishing pole out.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get it.
They're trying to get their money somewhere. It's just nuts.
I get it. I see it.
But ultimately, the world's full of advice. You can get advice anywhere. Make sure that you're getting advice from trusted sources. make sure that you're getting advice from people that are living a lifestyle that you want to live, not just acting like they're living a lifestyle. Like, follow them long enough to make sure they're actually living a lifestyle,
just,
right?
It's called vetting.
Yeah. Wes Watson.
Don't even know who that is.
Oh, you! I'm not going to go into the rabbit hole with you, but look into the Wes Watson lifestyle story.
No.
So he
I refuse.
He makes all of his money by showing you this flashy lifestyle and these penthouses and these private jets and amazing cars and perfect clothes and everything. And if you buy his coaching program, he'll tell you how to do it all.
I know who you're talking about.
Well, he's a former felon, and now he's back in jail again for beating up a mentally handicapped kid in a gym.
I know who you're talking
about. And it's
all
on video, right?
I know who you're talking about.
Guy's an absolute piece of trash.
Yeah. They're out there, dude.
He's living a leased lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right? But he has to lease it in order to be able to sell you the coaching program.
Yeah.
So I only know one person that bought into it, and they regret doing it. So I don't know. But...
He's going to just coach you how to do the exact same thing he did and scam people?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so, you know...
Oh, fuck.
Vet your people that you're paying attention to really well. Maintain the liberty to disagree with those people. Don't just blindly follow everything they say. If they say something that doesn't resonate well, think on it. Come up with your own opinion. Maybe go back to them and say, I thought about it, and I'm going to do it this way. See how they respond to it, right? Yeah. But unfortunately, there's way too many egomaniacs out there that think their way is the only way, and if you don't listen to them or don't pay them, you're ostracized. And it's just there's more than one way to skin a cat. There's more than one definition of what is success. And thankfully, we're opening up the cadet level in Tradewinds to give more people exposure to what we feel is a good way. And that so far, we have not been challenged to say that our way is the wrong way. We've never had anybody leave Tradewinds on bad terms.
Nope.
We've never had anybody mad at Tradewinds or anything else. So those are things that David and I can go to bed every night knowing that we're making positive contributions to the trades community, and we're doing this to better other people's lives more than bettering our own. So stay tuned for the cadet thing rolling out with Tradewinds. It's going to be pretty sweet. You're going to start to see a lot of stuff come out about it over the next week. It's already on the website. You could technically sign up right now if you wanted to. We're not really pushing it yet. The big push is going to be for the month of August. So until next time, guys, we will see you.
See you.